He is, for some, Mr. Charisma, smooth on the campaign hustings. But former Senator Scott Brown's U.S. Senate race in New Hampshire hasn't exactly been the smoothest of rides. A series of uncharacteristic missteps have hampered Brown. They started before he jumped into the race this spring, making him appear unfocused. Bumbles like this in December, when asked what New Hampshire Republicans were telling him about running.
What I've heard from the Republicans up here is they're thankful that I've been around for a year helping them raise money, raise awareness as to the issues that are affecting not only people here in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, but also in Massachusetts, obviously, in Maine.
The gaffes have some wondering if the Republican U.S. Senate primary in New Hampshire, less than a month away now, is more competitive than it might appear.
Well, the primary, I think, is the most interesting thing. And Brown does have two primary challengers, State Senator Jim Rubens and former Senator Bob Smith.
Pollster Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, believes Brown will win the GOP primary, but suggests the contest could be closer than many in the Brown camp care to admit. Most polls, and they are almost 2 months old now, show Brown way ahead by 30 points, but with 40% of GOP voters still undecided. Another challenge, a super PAC called the May Day PAC, run by Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig, recently said it was getting behind Republican State Senator Jim Rubens with $2 million in media buys on Rubens' behalf.
He's running more as kind of a libertarian, so they can tap into some of that libertarian Tea Party energy in the Republican Party. That could be very helpful for him. And so I wouldn't say that he's got a strong chance of winning, but I wouldn't say that Brown has this in the bag yet for the primary.
Brown has, at times, tried to ignore his challengers. For example, after they all spoke at a New Hampshire Farm Bureau picnic last week, he left while they stayed to field questions from picnickers. Instead, Brown is focused on the popular Democratic incumbent in the race, Senator Jeanne Shaheen. In so doing, trying to argue to all voters, especially reluctant Republicans, that he's the most likely to beat Shaheen in November. Here Brown is at a recent town hall event in Salem, New Hampshire, hammering Shaheen on her voting record, her support of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and her link to a Democrat not popular in New Hampshire at this moment, Barack Obama.
Senator Shaheen has voted with the president over 99% of the time on these very important issues, those failed policies. And the president's not up for election right now. But guess what? His number one supporter is. So if you're questioning and complaining, well, the best way to do that is to allow me to go down there to be that check and balance.
It's a strategy that is getting traction with some voters, like Jim Boyd and a woman who identified herself only as Patricia, as we found at Avellino's Deli in the bellwether town of Stratham, New Hampshire.
Yes, I think a lot of this stuff that Obama is for is totally what I'm against. You know, I've had my fill of the politicians we have, so Scott will be a new face and a new look at things.
I like what he did in Massachusetts. I think he's honest. He follows through in what he says he's going to do, and he's got vision, and he's out there with the people. I would give him a chance. Why not?
Just the same, analysts think that Brown still needs to galvanize the GOP base. And even one of Brown's most prominent New Hampshire Republican supporters, former New Hampshire House Speaker Doug Scammon of Stratham, isn't ready to drop the victory balloons.
I think he's ahead, yes. And I think he will win. But you never know until the votes are counted.
Scott Brown's biggest problem right now are Republicans.
That is James Pindle, political director at Channel 9, WMUR-TV in Manchester. Republicans and gun owners who are still smarting over Brown's support of a federal assault weapons ban after the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting. The president of the group, Gun Owners of New Hampshire, has said he's not a fan of Brown's record and pointed out that Brown declined to sign a pledge on how he'd vote on gun issues. Still, Pindle thinks the skeptics will warm up to Brown, that Brown will win the primary and will make the race with the incumbent, Jeanne Shaheen, competitive.
Once Scott Brown gets through the Republican primary and they begin to consolidate it behind him, we're going to see this automatically become a single-digit race.
That's not where Brown is now, though. through the summer, the polls show Brown behind Shaheen by an average 10 points, which leads Pendle to conclude that Brown still has a major question to answer.
Scott Brown's greatest asset and his biggest problem is the idea of Scott Brown. Why is he running? And he's got to answer that question. If he's running because he thinks that New Hampshire needs a centrist, then okay. If he wants to run to represent New Hampshire because he thinks he's going to be the best senator, then okay. But if Democrats are going to be able to convince people that he's running because this is an ego trip, then that's going to be a problem.
With control of the U.S. Senate possibly at stake in the outcome of this race, Pendle and UNH pollster Andy Smith both predict it'll be one of the most closely watched in the country and the most expensive in New Hampshire history at a cost of upwards of $50 million. WBUR's Shannon Dooling produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.